Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow Neanderthals, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from America's heartland. We're happy you joined us this evening. Yeah, I'm stuck on that conversation with Dave and I. We're going to have to tell you about this conversation we had as we were getting ready to go on the air tonight. Oh, this was a good one. Where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. We're going to be taking your calls tonight around 7:45. Make sure you give us a call. You can also email me, John at knssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Love to hear from you. Again, if you want to call, we're going to be taking calls around 7:45. We've got a good show lined up for you tonight. We're going to discuss the disturbing trends in the economy. If you haven't noticed it, gas prices are up 61% since March. Steel is up 77%. I know because, you know, I got a lot of steel projects going on right now. Lumber's up 91%. I do have a fence issue that I'm working on. 91% since January. We're going to talk to Wichita businessman Wink Hartman, one of the sponsors on this show. Nobody better than to talk to a Wichita businessman like Mr. Hartman. He can give us some really good insights into what's going on with our economy. Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to join us to respond. I don't know if you saw the recent Wichita Eagle editorial in which Friends University professor Russell Arben Fox, this liberal, you know, guy who thinks he knows everything, undermined our constitutional republic. Dave Traubert will be with us to respond to that. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is going to be calling in next hour to talk about the legality of vaccine passports and the fact that the FBI is now threatening people about forging proof of vaccination. It's one of those things I've been wanting to find out, the legality of the passport notion, whether or not businesses can require them, whether stores can require them. It's a fascinating topic. I think it's worth discussing. Rachel Gressler from the Heritage Foundation is going to explain Joe Biden's so-called American Families Plan with us, another trillion-dollar spending spree that the Bidens are on. And we're going to talk to Representative Stephen Johnson about his campaign for Kansas State Treasurer. So we've got a loaded lineup, and of course we'll take your calls at 316-869-1330. So I don't know if you saw this. It was a really fascinating article, and I don't normally read The Atlantic because it's a fairly, well, let's be generous and call it left of center. But there's a recent report in The Atlantic found that 25% of Americans define themselves as traditional or devoted conservatives. Obviously, I would fall into that category. While 8% of Americans define themselves as progressive activists. By contrast, The two-thirds of Americans who don't belong to either of those constitute what this report defined as an exhausted majority. Frankly, I'm kind of an exhausted conservative, but members of this report, members of the exhausted majority, share a sense of fatigue with the polarized national conversation, a willingness to be flexible in their political viewpoints, which could also be construed as no backbone, but we'll just move on from that, and a lack of voice in the national conversation. And I would agree with that last part, because mainstream media generally, especially the left, that's all they do is pander to the left. So most members in the exhausted majority and, you know, most folks in general dislike political correctness and have a notion of today's woke culture as being dangerous and non-productive. Among the general population, a full 80% believe that political correctness and wokeness is a problem in our country. Even young people are uncomfortable with it. According to the report, 74% of ages 24 to 29 and 79% under age 24 find political correctness and wokeness as a problem in our country. And it's just, you know, clearly the woke are in the minority across all age groups and demographics. It was just an interesting study. And when the whole woke mob demonizes those they disagree with, just because they dare to disagree with them, it just points out how ludicrous they are, and they lose all credibility. So, for the record, I thought what we could do is we could just make certain things clear to the woke folks out there. And that is that those of us who aren't woke, those of us who don't believe in political correctness, never really cared that you were gay or transsexual or, you know, he, she, we, they, XYZ, PDQ, until you started shoving it down our throats. Prior to that, we didn't care. We never really cared what color you were until you started blaming us for your personal problems. I don't think we ever really cared about your political affiliation until you started condemning those of us on the right for ours. I mean, yeah, we don't really traditionally like liberals because we don't like their policies. But if you want to be a liberal, be a liberal. I don't care. You're wrong, but you can be one. I don't think, for the most part, we really cared where you were born. Until you wanted to erase our history or come to our country illegally and then blame our ancestors for your failures. I don't think we really cared about your beliefs or if your beliefs were different from ours until you started saying that our beliefs were wrong. For my facts, you know, for my perspective, I never cared about your gender identity until you refused to recognize scientific facts about gender. I never really cared about whether or not you wore a mask or got a vaccine until you started mandating that I did. This is all pretty straightforward stuff. And I really didn't care about who you voted for until you started calling me a racist, a sexist, bigoted, homophobe, etc. because of who I voted for. And that's my message to the woke mob. The bottom line is, in a democracy, it is difficult to win fellow citizens over to your side or to build public support for your cause when you fundamentally misunderstand how the other side sees the world. We'll take a quick break, and then Rachel Gressler from the Heritage Foundation will explain how Joe Biden's so-called American Families Plan really doesn't do anything that benefits families. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.